This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Global Friday transmission. Anthony Bourdain was one of the number one hosts in the world, the only success CNN had. He was branching out. He was planning to do programs on child trafficking, human sex trafficking. He had become best friends with Elon Musk. He had spent close to a week in Morocco 2 months ago at a private home with a scientific research facility. And we have the 11-minute, 50-second clip that they want cut out. We're able to bring that to you. It's been offered to us, but we're not going to air that here at this point. If CNN or anybody says we're lying about this, we'll drop the hammer on you. I won't drop the hammer on you. Somebody's going to drop the hammer on you. They didn't want this clip to come out. They didn't want this information to come out. He was calling for a global awakening. He was understanding that Democrats are actually pro-war. They've been funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda. He understood that the Republican establishment was just as bad as well, and that all these people claiming they were liberals weren't really liberals, and that Trump had a bigger plan, a new renaissance plan, and Elon Musk had convinced him of this. And so Bourdain was preparing, just like Kanye West and just like Kim Kardashian, to begin to reach out to Trump, just like she came to the White House last week, on getting black people out of prison who were given racist sentences because of what color they were. Just the perfect way for her to reach out to show that Trump's good and then have him move towards getting those laws changed, which he's now announced. The Clintons got it passed in 94, saying blacks were animals and needed to be made to heal like dogs. Remember that? Well, Trump thinks that's wrong. And so all this was about to happen, and Bourdain was aware of what was happening, and the Clintons were failing. They were falling. He was starting to come out and criticizing Hillary. He was starting to come out and criticize others like Weinstein, and he was about to become not a conservative, not even a nationalist. He's a true international guy, but in the good sense, he wanted peace and love. He'd spoken out against Kissinger. He'd spoken out against, he said, I'll serve Hemlock to Trump back when he was buying in the bull. But he was getting ready via what was happening with Elon Musk to be a real leader and to go meet with Trump and to go public. That's really the big news here. And now he's died mysteriously in a hotel room, a crappy hotel room, right when he just got remarried, right when he has a 9-year-old daughter that's so happy, right when he told Elon Musk and others that he's the happiest he's ever been. This magically happens, ladies and gentlemen. The only guy successful in their entire system, and everybody liked him because he had a little bit of humanity to him compared to somebody like Wolf Blitzer, somebody like Brian Stelter, or somebody like Hillary Clinton. Now he's dead. Now he's dead, and they just say, boom, suicide, boom, move on. Boom, that's it. Just don't look at it, don't have a discussion, nothing to see here. That is ridiculous. And I have, from SpaceX sources, as I'm sitting there, get ready to go have breakfast with my children, because I'm 6 hours ahead from the East Coast, 5 hours ahead from Central, 3 hours ahead from Pacific, 4 hours ahead from Mountain. It's 9:03 here where I'm at, 9:04. And when I come back, I'm just going to read these notes to you I wrote. I've got 7 pages of notes. One of them is a coaster. And it says, culture will speak from the dead. How dare them say it's open and shut. Also, they said it was critical to play the clip, but I never told you guys to do this, of Bourdain and Obama in Vietnam when they first sit down and talk. How much Bourdain didn't like Obama and some of the things he told Elon Musk. They knew that Bourdain knew things that he wasn't supposed to know. And they didn't even tell me everything. This is super dangerous. I'm risking my life even telling you this stuff. And that we have the clip. Go ahead and try me, CNN. We'll drop the hammer on you so fast. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Strange days have found us. Strange days have tried us.
The strange days are going to try to destroy us. The question is, will we let that happen? Dr. Nick Begich, scientist, researcher, major native lands leader, his brother, former U.S. senator, his father, famous congressman who did so much for the civil rights movement and more, who died very mysteriously. He's about to take over. I wanted to just let you know that I'm on vacation with family. I got a very desperate call from one of the producers at one of our top Pentagon SpaceX sources. Had called us, and that he'd already told me that he'd take a special report in Morocco with Elon Musk, and that it was with Anthony Bourdain. But at 6 o'clock in the morning, then when this happened, it's 9 o'clock now when I first got this news, and then it all started to click. So I called our source back, and he went over the whole thing. He was there. It was obviously, they know who it is on the inside. It was at his home with his family, and you know, there in Morocco with their big facility. And, of course, when it comes out who he is, everybody knows who basically runs Morocco. And so you've got Elon Musk and you've got Anthony Bourdain at this big facility overlooking the vista and the ocean. And they spent days out there. And Musk is already really good friends with Mr. Bourdain. And, of course, Musk is telling you everything I tell you. World government, AI takeover, we got to stop it. They plan to get rid of humans. The decision's been made. We got to struggle against it. The media is lying to you. They're your enemies. They want to stop human progress. And so let me just read to you the notes that I was given. And again, I was already told this months ago. Oh, also, Ashton Kutcher, he was about to go public in all of this. I was told a month before she went to the White House that by the same source that they call it. Well, they have several terms for it, but full spectrum reality. They have a lot of terms. Full spectrum drama, where Trump and others in the Patriot leadership recruited Kanye 5 years ago when they decided to make this move. The military was going to carry out a coup against Obama because he was signing us over to the Chinese. The Office of Personnel Management hack, 21 million names of all our spies, all our people, all their families, the keys to the kingdom. Apple's now moved there, giving them all the keys to all Apple users. Your cloud code, that's Reuters. I mean, we're already pretty much been taken over by the Chinese. They've got Hollywood. They're taking over the universities. I mean, it is mega level. But last-ditch effort was made with Trump. He reached out to Kanye. He reached out to Kim Kardashian. She was on the fence. Kanye went with it. So they locked him up in a mental institution about a year and a half ago. And he was going to already launch this, but they had to let him go. That whole act where they can say something's wrong with you and then grab you for a few days. And so, and reportedly, there's a lot of stuff to Kanye was in there, but he powered through it. He's a great hero. He is, man. He's got everything to lose. He stood up because he has everything to gain. And so all of that unfolded. And so you've got SpaceX, you've got Elon Musk that represents kind of the good faction in NASA that wants to have a pro-human future, doesn't want to suppress the live ascension technologies. I told you at the inauguration before Trump spoke that he would talk about unlocking the secrets of the universe and that he would call for the secret medical technologies they've been suppressing to be released. He's now moving forward with that. I'm on record because I have the sources, but I want to be honest with you. It's metaphysical. I have sources, but we all know already. So we're already finishing each other's sentences. That's why they hate us. We are plugged in to the internet of the human mind, the human destiny, the human will, what humanity wants. And so, yes, we scientifically look at stuff. Yes, we talk to each other. Yes, but we're already synced up, just like Bill Maher said last Friday. Alex Jones and Donald Trump are soulmates. And it's true. We're all soulmates. There's billions of people that are soulmates with black skin, with white skin, with red skin, with yellow skin, with pink skin, with sunburned skin. We are all together in this big quest and this love of humanity, the love of our ancestors, the love of the great quest. And there's people that want to satanically block that and steal the future, and it's not happening. So I'm going to go to Dr. Nick Begich after the break or here just a minute, but let me just give you these notes. Culture will speak from the dead. They've opened and shut, said that he died. It's preposterous. Bourdain was not having any of it. He was ready to stand against him. He was finally convinced by Elon Musk of what was really going on and shown the proof. The proof of the child trafficking and things that he'd seen himself but didn't put two and two together is what made him have nightmares and basically break down. He came out of the depression and wouldn't talk about what he was going to do except saying he liked what Kanye had done and was planning to go public and wanted to perhaps even meet with Trump publicly to say we should have unity and world peace. He liked the fact that that Trump wants to work with Russia and the fact that he understood that Bourdain understood that was all made up. Bourdain didn't like the pressure he was put under by CNN to come out, wrote this quick, and to basically get involved in the whole Trump bashing operation. And then even after he did what they wanted, it only got worse. It was a turning point for him, the Epstein situation and Hillary and being attacked by the Democrats and her staffers. He just, at a gut level, had already met Trump before and didn't know everybody was demonizing him so much, and he wanted world peace. Again, there's the broader message that this is a message to Elon Musk and others and Joe Rogan that if you don't shut up, we're going to kill you and kill your family, that everyone's children are in danger, and that I'm a target. And just pray for me, please, folks. He had just gotten remarried, was totally happy, talking to Elon almost every day. They were planning to do big stuff together, talking about a new TV program. Oh, this is why they got pissed. Netflix is the future. Obama wants to come in, but they'll force feed it. He was talking about leaving CNN and then doing a TV show about human advancement and the human future with Elon Musk. Ooh, that's the big one. Just the jealousy at CNN, just everything. They didn't want him to leave them. They wanted to, you know, he's gone now. They can own the dead star. They can milk all his old episodes and then edit out all the stuff he did in the last 2 months with dozens and dozens of segments he taped about his awakening. So that scared him. Plus, he was going to leave him at 0.0. He said he was the happiest he'd been in his life. He felt like he'd been so unhappy when he was a mainline liberal. He was like in a prison, but now he was awake. And I mean, they spent days with him, this individual that was with Musk. And all this, he works with Musk and was like witnessing this and just how happy they were. So quick. He kept talking about the bigger plan, how there was a bigger plan for humanity. Now he saw that the so-called leftist plan wasn't even a leftist plan, it was to control the left. Yeah, ZPZ 0.0, again, owning his own show, but now that he's dead, he won't have the final cut. Wanted a Trump forum and meeting, was actually planning to get on Trump about some issues, but also thank him for other issues and say that we should all come together for global peace. And they thought it was reasonable for people to talk to Trump and for Jay-Z to go meet with him, and that he was just basically really synced up with Elon Musk. Then I was told a bunch of other stuff. And so I'm going to talk to my source and put out as much more of this as I can. Because I had to cross through some of this because they asked me not to get into it. But He died in a crappy hotel room in France, and instantly they said, oh, it's suicide, which is always a telltale sign there's a cover-up. We're going to go to break here in 60 seconds, and I'm going to let him take over. But just as a snapshot in 60 seconds, Dr. Nick Begich, what do you make of this? You experienced your dad being killed. What do you make of this?
Well, you know, I think that it's about whistleblowing, right? I mean, this is ultimately what it becomes. And years ago, I was working with members of the European Parliament to try and create an independent way of doing it. We never got anywhere. But whistleblowing, I think, is fundamental to how a democracy should run. I mean, we need to know certain truths for our republic to stay intact. And when you look around the world at the corruption, I don't care whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans, the very highest level, it's always the same player working against our interest for someone else's. I think that's what we're seeing.
And it's coming down. I know you've got a full show prepared, but their system's unraveling. There's a huge global Earth pulse awakening you predicted 20 years ago. Talk about that when you come right back. I'm going to be listening. Dr. Nick Begich, earthpulse.com, infowars.com. Stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. And this is Dr. Nick Begich, and I'm standing in for Alex for this last hour of Friday's show. First, I want to pick up where Alex left off. You know, when he was talking about my predictions 20 years ago about an awakening, a time when we would really see the kind of changes that we're beginning to see now, I think we're in the middle of it. And I'd really like to start this by thinking about what we just said about reaching out to each other. And I want to talk about the baseline on my baseline values. First of all, I believe that we are, in fact, created in the image and likeness of God. And I think we should start to act like it. And maybe this gets us to a closer place of solution. When you look at another human being and you see the divinity in them, when you look in their eyes and you start to recognize that a certain level of respect is required, that begins to change the paradigm. That begins to change the way we see the world, when we begin to see each other differently in the world. You know, in between us, and I've said it before, are the electronic sort of interfaces that are the priest of the 21st century, if you will, that which stands between us and divinity in the earth, which is each other, created in the image and likeness of God. So on that foundation is where I start and finish my work each day. And what I want to say in the context of today's program, when we're talking about the things going on in the world, is to inform, is to educate, and it's also to change the way we see it, but on the basis of a foundation of values that I think, I hope, most of us share in common. And Alex was saying, you know, I come from a political background. That's true. My father was a state senator and then later a United States congressman. My brother Mark was a U.S. senator. He's currently running actually for the governor of the state of Alaska, which was announced last Friday when we were on the air. Thinking about what's coming. In fact, my other younger brother's in the state senate here in Alaska. But the fact is, coming from a background, a political background, I think is important in the context of where we are today. And I want to mention too, you know, my father was a first generation American. My grandparents were immigrants from Croatia. He was born in the United States, first generation American. Worked his butt off. He couldn't afford college for 4 years, so he finished a four-year degree in two and went on to become a teacher, a state senator, a superintendent of schools at one point, and a congressman up until his death and at the age of 40. Under mysterious circumstances that we'll talk about maybe another time. Today I want to get back into some of the things we left off with last Friday on resource-related issues, because these are important. You know, when we think about the country and we think about the budget, everybody thinks about the budget and then they think about taxes. And in the business world, we would call that the profit and loss statement or the income statement. Money in, money out. In our personal lives, that's our budget. Money in, money out. And that's what everybody talks about. What they don't talk about, that the globalists do not want us talking about, is the balance sheet of the country. What are the assets? What are the assets we hold in common in this republic? What do we own as Americans in common? The natural resources, public lands, I mean, our military, the things our tax dollars buy, all that belongs to us. But who does it serve? It serves globalist interests around the world as we're the policemen for the planet. That is not what our founding fathers intended. That is not where we started. We were to be a light to the world, an example that others would emulate based on their intrinsic, internal desire to have something different. Not to be packed down their throats by propaganda or our worldview, but to have the respect, again, for the right of self-determination by people around the planet. The balance sheet, U.S., $16 trillion in the hole. Let me tell you where that $16 trillion is in one national asset. And this comes out of a press report from Bloomberg, actually, and is talking about natural resources. Right now, we're exporting 10.7 million barrels of oil, or producing 10.7 million barrels of oil a day. 2.57 are being exported. Where's the money? ANWR right now, a major, major issue. ANWR, A-N-W-R. Look it up. It's a reserve on the north slope of Alaska next to Prudhoe Bay. It's projected to have 16 billion barrels of oil, not including the gas. Just one oil field. And we'll look at the oil basins if they'll bring that slide up. But this one area has 16 billion barrels, which at $100 a barrel, which wasn't very long ago, that's $16 trillion that we own. That's enough to cover the whole deficit. One resource in Alaska, and we're missing it. Look at the very top of that image. Now, this was used in the 1980 land fights over Alaska because they locked up in 1980 when this image was made. They locked up 104 million acres of public lands for preserves and parks that nobody, unless you're rich, because it's the playground of the rich, you can't even get there. Now, the fact is those oil basins, those represent only two have been in production. In south central Alaska around Anchorage, and I can't point to it because I'm remote, but you'll see it in the south central part of the state. That Cook Inlet, that's been developed. Yes, indeed, that pointer is on it. Now you look at the very top of the state where that last couple of oil derricks are, you'll see Prudhoe Bay. Now that is the only other field, but most of what you see in orange is undrilled. Okay, these represent billions and billions and billions of barrels of oil and trillions of trillions of trillions of cubic feet of natural gas. Enough to resolve the deficit, to resolve the debt, but we need to start talking about what do we own? What does this country own? And how are we managing our resources and who's taking those resources? Most people don't realize this either. The North Slope of Alaska at one time produced 2 million barrels of oil a day. Right now, we're producing approximately 600,000 barrels of oil a day going through a pipeline that's running at one quarter of its capacity. Not for a lack of oil, for a lack of will. Meanwhile, the hubs in the lower 48 state are jammed up. They can't even ship the oil that we're producing. All of it's bottlenecked. The refineries are full. The export stations are full. Everyone is full. They're having to literally truck oil and gas out of the Midwest in lower states ports. And even there, it's jamming up. We're going to be back after the break. I want to continue a discussion about the national balance sheet and the looting, the train wreck that we're in the middle of, which is actually the biggest train robbery we ever had. We'll be right back. You're listening to Alex Jones, Infowars.com, and I'm Dr. Nick Bagan, standing in today.
Scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
Welcome back to InfoWars.com. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and I'm standing in for Alex Jones. I want to remind people, too, to support Alex. This is our last chance for the Super Summer Sale. Free shipping and up to 50% off on your favorite products. I want to mention that and not forget it. This is the way that Alex stays on the air. There's an image up now, but go to the website, support Alex Jones. This is covering Brain Force Plus, 50% off and free shipping, The Real Red Pill Plus, Silver Bullet, Alpha Power, and a lot more. So take a look at that. I don't want to forget to make sure that Alex can pay the bills here. And also I want to mention my website, earthpulse.com. Check it out under special events. There's a number of things there I'd like to draw your attention to, some speaking events I've got coming up as well. So that's earthpulse.com. And now I want to get back into the meat of what we're covering today. And just before the break, I was talking about the North Slope and Prudhoe Bay. Now, I want to put this all into some perspective. When Prudhoe Bay was first discovered back in 1969 by Atlantic Richfield Company, they determined that there was about 1 billion barrels of oil. That was the estimate. Now, it actually, so far, we've produced over 13 billion barrels, which even at half of $100, I mean, it's over 50 now, it's running around 68 to 75 in that range. That's about $8 trillion, more or less, that's been shipped off the North Slope so far by multinationals. Now, up until the early 1980s, half owner, basically, of all of those resources on the North Slope was British Petroleum. Now, what people don't know is up until the mid-80s or the early 80s, the British Crown owned 25% of British Petroleum stock. In other words, we were still a colony. We were still paying the Crown out of the treasury, out of the resources that we hold in common. Now, they divested in the 80s, and later, British Petroleum wanted to sell their assets or actually merge them with ARCO, Atlantic Richfield, which would have given them a total monopoly, a foreign company of the biggest oil field in history and the infrastructure that went with it. Unfortunately, myself, two other guys, we filed antitrust suits. Later, our state legislature, the state of California, the state of Oregon, the state of Washington filed suits. We withdraw, they won, and they didn't get to do it. But the fact is, it's the same game today, but nobody talks about the balance sheet. I want to draw people's attention to last week's broadcast, which sort of set the foundation here. Go back and look at it. June 1st. Of 2018, the fourth hour of Alex's show, we began to sort of shape up what does Alaska have to offer the country. And a couple points I want to cover again. One is we are 18% of the land mass of the United States. 18%. Yet we have only 750,000 people occupying this place. When you think about the size of this, there's more roads in the city of Seattle than my whole state. And yet, we hold most of the treasury, most of the natural resources, most of the public lands that are undeveloped and open for development in a way that is much different than the 1880s, I can assure you. But when we look at the possibilities, and that's what I really want to draw people's attention to, the art of the deal is in recognizing what you have at the table. And we don't. We're totally diverted into talking about budgets and balance sheet and never thinking about anything else producing wealth than the work of our labor. And you know, that wasn't even legal until the Constitution was changed in 1913, which made income tax legal. It took a constitutional amendment to tax the labor of working men and women. It wasn't just an automatic, oh, we can go do this. You had to change the foundation of the country to take up to a third of every hour you work and hand it off to an elite, spending it for the development of your resources for someone else. This is how it's gone. 200 years, the biggest train robber. You know, it used to be the robber barons. People talk about the robber barons of the 1800s building railroads and robbing the public of resources and land and everything else. Nothing's changed, ladies and gentlemen. It is the same game. And it takes aggressive, different leadership. That, maybe we've got the guy in the White House to make the deal a little better deal. You know, and there's a lot of controversy right now because the Chinese are looking at our resources. Well, there's a good reason. We're on the Pacific Rim. Everyone on the Pacific Rim is interested in Alaska resources. And if you look at the very top of the state and you think about where we sit in terms of global transportation, as the polar regions melt, which they are, no matter what man does. And I was going to get into that today, but we're going to
kick that over to next week because we just don't have time. And we'll get into the climate change issues, a very different way of looking at them. But how it affects us economically is it's happening, period. It can't stop. It's going to happen. No matter what you want to argue about the cause. That makes the North Polar regions ice-free, which allows Alaska to be one of the shortest routes to Europe with our natural resources. If we can get a rail link to Alaska, which we do not have, we could actually get our natural resources into the Midwest through the Trans-Canadian rail systems and the Canadian rail system stretching all the way up into northern British Columbia. You know, these guys have their act together. They build railroads to reach resources. They build pipelines to reach resources. They manage them environmentally with a lot of debate in Canada, just like we do, to get to the right place to develop our resources in the right way, and that's what we're doing in Alaska. The nation needs to pay attention. We have a greater coastline than the East Coast, West Coast, and Gulf Coast of the United States combined. I mean, looking at what's possible right now in Alaska to begin to reshape the nation, we need the kind of impetus we put when we built the road to Alaska. It was in World War II, because we're the quickest hopping off point. We were headed to drop things through Lend-Lease over to the Russians, who were our friends, even in the middle of their communist period, to break the back of Hitler. You know, they built a road in a summer to Alaska. And yeah, it wasn't much of a road, I can tell you. When my dad took it about 10 years later in 1955, it was no picnic. But the fact is, we need transportation corridors. That's a national, it should be a national priority that get us the kind of corridors that can take us all the way into interior Alaska across the southern flank of the Brooks Range, which covers the richest mineral belt in the United States. Huge, huge resources. One of the publications that I use and I read, it's one of these weird ones, you know, for Alaskans, but it's this one, Mining News. And this is the one that's written for insiders on what's going on here. 35 strategic minerals that the Congress has just announced. Most of them are in mineable quantities in Alaska, not being mined. The few that are, zinc as an example, one zinc mine produces 6% of all the zinc concentrate in the world. The port is frozen solid half the year. It's out of the Nome area, you know, and yet 6% of the whole world's annual supply comes from this one mine. The 10th largest silver mine in the world is in southeast Alaska. We have the largest molybdenum deposit on coastal waters. It's not even being looked at. We have rare earths being developed by Ucor in southeast in the Ketchikan area of Alaska. This will be the first major rare earth mine in the United States. Right now, 90% of all rare earths come from China, and they're not allowing exports. And we need them for all of the technologies that drive an economy in the 21st century. They're at Tidewater. Another major project in the same area, when you look at, the Red Dog Mine up on the screen. Incredible, incredible deposit. If you look at what's happening in we're headed into break. We're going to have to come back. So let's talk more about the resources, the balance sheet. How do we get out of this hole and stop the train wreck and take our resources back, take our nation back? This is Dr. Nick Faggett standing in for Alex Jones, and you're listening to InfoWars.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel like God.
Welcome back to InfoWars.com. This is Dr. Nick Begich standing in for Alex in this fourth hour today. And I just want to say I really appreciate the opportunity to do this each week as it's shaping up. And it gives me a chance to explore some of the areas that I think are important that amplify those foundational issues that are all about taking our country back. I mean, when I think about, again, the balance sheet and sort of what's happening in Alaska, I want to go back to just before the break, talking about strategic minerals. You know, when you think about rare earths, the difficulty has been not just finding them, which we found them, you know, we've got them in Alaska. The other thing that is important is how do you separate them? They're very complex ores. The chemistry on them is extremely complex. So the companies that are doing the work here have actually developed the technologies, and they've trialed those technologies, piloted them,
and are now using them in a couple of other places for handling waste streams of heavy metals and toxic materials to keep them out of the dump and back into applied technology. And a couple of places are using them. They piloted a program with the oil sands in Canada. When those oil sands are heated and extracted from the rock, there's a lot of other metals and materials in it. And what happens is that material can actually, in a fluid form, have the heavy metals extracted. So they're running a pilot to see if they can not only get them out of the waste stream so they don't become a part of the waste, but actually are used within industry. They're also building a program in the lower 48 states to actually recycle the heavy metals out of industrial waste. Again, by having developed the kind of technologies that make the extractive process clean, efficient, and to serve the interests that this century requires. When you think about the innovation, not just in the technology, but you really have to look at three things. And when I was a young kid, when I was in my teens, I talked about information, transportation, and communication systems as being the keys for the 21st century. Now, this is 40 years ago, over 40 years ago. And those remain the keys for the 21st century. Transportation is a deficit. Alaska has state-of-the-art communication. We have state-of-the-art information systems. We need transportation corridors so we can move from the ports that are on the coast inland into the resource base of the nation. We need the same kind of initiative that pushed railroads through the West that we need pushing through the rest of the West, Alaska's West. The hidden 18%, almost a fifth of the country. And most people think it's sitting off to the side of maps in some lower position. Look on a globe at where Alaska sits. Take pride in this resource that we own together, Alaska. And let's think about how do we take the 50th state, the last one in, might be the big one to bail us all out. Let's think about it a little differently in this century. The image up right now showing Alaska, you can see the coastline, the islands that stretch, almost touching Russia and Japan. You know, when you think about it, we have a 200-mile limit that surrounds Alaska. You look at southeast, just a small gap of Canada before it touches Seattle. If you look at the north part of Alaska, 700 miles from south to north, and you see all that light blue in the map, those are all potential oil basins. And only two of them are being developed right now. And that's in the south central part, the very, very small part near Anchorage, and then in the very northern region of the state. One of the few roads that even penetrates the state goes straight from Fairbanks north to Prudhoe Bay. And it was built during the pipeline. The pipeline zeroing in, now they're coming in close on that map, which you can see now, the Brooks Range, which is the mountain range at the top of the map. And just the other side of it is the biggest oil basin left in the United States, where you're going to see billions and billions and billions of barrels of oil found. If you look in the Kotzebue area, which is also on the map in the same section on the very far end, almost to the ocean, in this area is a deposit of graphite. Now, graphite and graphene are critical for battery technologies for modern electric vehicles. Alaska, that one deposit is a known deposit, 4.5 miles long at surface. They've tested the graphene. It's top quality for batteries. And that's going to come online in a few years. That has enough capacity to fuel the entire graphene demand of the United States. Right now, we import virtually all of it. So if we're going to remain competitive, we are a raw resource place. You know, when you think about the real factors of economic production, there's four. It's not cash. It's not money. That's the medium between each of these four aspects of economic production. And they are land and natural resources. They are labor. And they are entrepreneurship and capital equipment. That's the kind of stuff that makes other stuff, like shovels and factories. Those are the four factors. The biggest thing we have right now in this country is underutilized labor in my state. 40% unemployment in rural areas. 40%, 40, the highest in the nation. It's been that way since I was born here. And yet we have resources that could create not just marginal jobs. Mining jobs pay 80 to 100 grand a year. for people working underground in my state. These are good jobs. These are the kind of jobs that allow families to function again. Not with three jobs in the household, but with one. We have opportunities to build railroads, to build roads and ports in a place that has the ability to support that with our natural resources. We have an opportunity that is being missed by this nation as we debate the cash flow again. Who's going to pay the taxes? Who's going to pay the money? We're all paying enough. Let's look at who's taking our resources for nothing and create a competitive contracting environment where they begin extracting our resources for us. The way it's done in a lot of the world. You know, these resources are not allocated yet, that we haven't made deals on yet. We need a new deal. A different deal. A deal that puts the right weight on the nation's side of the table. And not lobbyists, not multinationals who have looted and robbed this country for 200 years and continue to do so. You know, until this tax reform, they weren't even taxed on their foreign income. And I want to talk briefly about that. In the minerals and oil and gas game, they're only taxed on half of their income. And this is why. Look it up. Look up depletion allowances. Depletion allowances. What they allow, and this happened back in the early 1900s when they created the income tax, the oil, gas, and minerals industry were screaming bloody murder. They want to pay. So they put in this little thing in the code. It's been there ever since for over 100 years. Depletion allowances. So they get to take, when they deplete the resource that we own, they don't own it, they lease it, okay? But they get to depreciate it or deplete it. And so they take the amount the field goes down, and it offsets the amount of the income they have. And they can offset up to half of their net income. In other words, the 20% tax cap for corporations, if they're in the mineral and oil and gas game, it's half of that. It's 10% domestically, 7.5% internationally. It's like a sales tax in some parts of the country. That's what they're paying because of this law over 100 years old that gives them an advantage. I'm in the mineral business. I know how it works, and I appreciate the tax advantage, but I don't think it's fair for Americans. I shouldn't have set that type of an advantage. I should be paying my fair share on resources that once upon a time belonged to the nation in common, in this case. These properties were conveyed in 1904, even before income tax, all right? But going back to the balance sheet, the stuff that is not allocated, we need a new way of looking at. We need a competitive contracting environment. The government's not good at running businesses. We already know that. But these are just basic natural resources that need to be contracted for extraction so the maximum value goes to the public, not to private corporations that already have huge advantages tax-wise and even bigger ones internationally. A very different game. We need to reset the nation. And not just in the way it's being done politically right now, which is creating all the consternation that we can imagine. And what I would say in the last few seconds of this broadcast today, remember where we start this conversation today. Remember when you look in the eyes of another, recognize the divinity in them, the same divinity as is in you, created in the image and likeness of God. Check us out at earthpulse.com. Thank you for allowing me to stand in today. And you're listening to InfoWars.com with Alex Jones. Thank you for being here.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.